"Only 90 of them are armed," Lock Island replied, and Rockpoint snorted. "All right, how do 27 of our galleons fight 90 of theirs? I'm willing to count one of ours as worth two of theirs, maybe even 2.5. Hell, let's make it 3. But even assuming we turn the Northern Force back, we're going to be hurt, Brian, and you know it. So what happens if we get whittled down against one force, then get jumped by the other one?" "We get hurt badly," Lock Island said grimly. "And we see to it that they get hurt a hell of a lot worse."
"They don't have a few hundred transports loaded with troops sailing along with them," Charlian pointed out. "Even if they manage to get through to Desnair, they don't have an army ready to land anywhere."
"You're thinking we could avoid action? Play for time," Caleb said.
"More or less," she agreed. "All they can really do is sail around. They certainly can't invade Old Karas or Emerald, not against the garrisons we've got in place with rifles and the new artillery."
"The problem is that we can't afford to let these two forces unite," Caleb replied. "They'd have over 200 galleons in the Gulf of Matthias, and if they could bring Thirsk and his Dolorans down around Howard, they'd have 300. He shook his head. "We have to keep them from concentrating. And let's not forget Taro." Rockpoint's tone was bleak. "You're probably right that they don't have the troop strength for a serious landing in Old Karas or Emerald, Your Majesty. Unfortunately, I'm sure they do have enough strength to carry out raids at least as destructive as the ones we carried out in Coruscant. And whether they can do that or not, between the seamen and the soldiers they've got aboard all those ships, they've got more than enough strength to invade Taro. Gorja doesn't have any of the new weapons, and while I don't think there are as many Taroisian temple loyalists as the group before thinks there are enough to create a genuine civil war if they think the church is invading. If Clintan and Trenair get a couple of hundred galleons into Thole Bay, Taro's gone."
"Wonderful," Caleb sighed.
"What are your latest numbers on shell production, Edward?" Lock Island asked.
"About what they were when you asked me yesterday," Edward Hausman replied from his bedroom. His normally affable voice was considerably more tart than usual. "Effectively zero, in other words. We're still setting up the production line, Brian. You know that, and..."
"I'm not criticizing," Lock Island said quickly. "But with only 20 galleons, we're going to need an edge if we're going to stop these bastards."
"Well, I'm not going to have the new lineup for at least another 2 5-days.
It was obvious from Hausman's tone that he was kicking himself for not having gotten it up sooner, although, given the weather problems he'd faced.
"Well, you've got at least 8 5-days before they can reach the Gulf of Taro," Rockpoint replied. "That's almost a month and a half, Edward."
"Yes, it is."
Hausman's tone was suddenly far more thoughtful. There was silence for several seconds, then he shrugged. "I can go ahead and start making fuses now," he said. "Once I have the furnaces in and the molds ready to go, I can probably produce about 100 or 150 30-pounder shells a day. I might be able to edge that up a little higher if I forget finishing the insides of the shell chambers. In another couple of 5 days, I can probably get 2 more furnaces online, and that will get me up to somewhere around 300 shells a day. So, figure everything works perfectly from this point, which it damned well hasn't so far, and I can produce, say, 125 shells a day for 2 5-days, and then 300 a day for another 6 5-days. Call it a total of 10,000. That sounded like an awful lot, Merlin reflected, but it wasn't really, given the normal ammunition allotments of ICN galleons. The establishment was 40 rounds of round shot, 10 rounds of grape shot, and 5 rounds of chain shot per gun. That was almost 3,000 rounds for a single 54-gun galleon. Replacing just the round shot in her shot lockers on a 1-for-1 basis would require the next best thing to 2,200 shells. On the other hand, if the other side didn't anticipate yet another new Carisian weapon, they might well break and run the moment they encountered it.
And they might not, too, he reminded himself grimly. This isn't going to be like Armageddon Reef or Darko Sound. These ships are coming directly from Harchang and the Temple Lands themselves, and Mother Church has proclaimed holy war. Then there's the little fact that we've already been denounced as Shan Wei worshippers and demon worshippers by Clinton's propaganda. If we start firing exploding shells at them, that's only going to confirm Clinton's lies, at least in the short term. And the fact that they're headed down this way on a jihad against the powers of darkness may actually help them take it in stride.